Water temperatures in the Gulf of Maine are on course to be one of the warmest on record, and the marine heat wave is being associated with disruptions in the Gulf's ecosystem. As Fred Bever reports, some animals in the Gulf seem to be adapting.
Scientists at the Gulf of Maine Research Institute use satellite data to chart surface-level water temperatures at some 400 locations in the Gulf. And through early summer, it looked like those measurements might fall within historical norms.
But then in July, the temperatures just started to really shoot up.
Andrew Pershing is the Institute's chief scientific officer.
And we were watching in early August as the temperatures in the Gulf of Maine started to hit levels that we've never seen before for that time of year. And we actually hit temperatures that were very, very close to setting the all-time record for the Gulf of Maine.
On August 8th, GMRI recorded an average temperature of more than 68 degrees Fahrenheit, just 0.05 lower than a record set in 2012. And as in that year, the high water temperatures this year are associated with an abundance of some species usually found farther south, such as squid, black sea bass, and butterfish. At the same time, a scarcity of herring this year is limiting fishing quotas for the traditional lobster trap bait, and it's making life difficult for herring-dependent species such as puffins. Linda Welch is a biologist with the Maine Coastal Islands National Wildlife Refuge.
Throughout July, a lot of the seabirds were having difficulty finding food in order to feed their chicks. We saw tern chicks dying, and a lot of the puffin chicks were losing weight and weren't developing as they normally should.
More recently, she says, the chicks seem to be faring better, and the leader of the Audubon Society's Project Puffin, Stephen Kress, says adult birds are responding flexibly to changes in the water. They are prospecting for prey among the newer species, including squid, he says, and they are increasing the number of times they feed their young, from roughly 1 to 3 times a day to as many as 19. The usual chick-rearing season has been extended, Kress says, allowing them more time to put on weight.
The season isn't over till it's over.
Documenting change in the warming Gulf of Maine is bringing a stream of surprises to scientists who study what is one of the fastest warming saltwater bodies in the world. As one put it, warm equals weird. Cole Canwit, who monitors algae blooms for the state's Department of Marine Resources, says species never before observed here are showing up and sometimes thriving.
Yes, yes. I mean, Karenia micmoidoi was never documented in the Gulf of Maine or in along the Maine coast prior to 2 years ago. You know, that's a recent problem that, you know, I would say has a lot to do with water temperature.
GMRI's Andrew Pershing says this decade marks a new era of repeated marine heat waves characterized by extended periods of above average temperatures in the Gulf. He cites a combination of factors. They include general warming of the planet, with all its waters acting as a heat sink. But Pershing says the satellite data are also revealing some specific phenomena. The melting of the Greenland ice pack is disturbing usual current patterns in the North Atlantic, while a blob of warm water, possibly from the subtropical Gulf Stream, is coursing into a deep water channel on the Gulf of Maine's eastern perimeter.
Been this kind of mushroom-shaped blob of really, really warm water. And it sort of comes and goes in pulses. But that warm water has been there. And when we see that warm water kind of piling up in that region, those are often the years where we get set up for these really extreme temperatures.
Pershing says this year is on track to be the third warmest on record in the Gulf of Maine's waters. It may end up as the second warmest. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.